This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 306. Happy Wednesday to you. Stairway to Kevin.
I got a bunch of things. I need help first from you guys. You guys need to put your dream analyst hats on.
Okay.
I don't remember dreams very often. This morning, I woke up in the morning with the alarm, I have the most vivid dream that I think I've ever had.
Wow.
Like, and it's weird because it's multiple layers, right? So in the dream, this is not like me, I had this dream before and now I dreamed it again. It's not that. In this dream, I had watched like a neighbor's house burn down. I had seen somebody outside doing something and I didn't think anything of it, and their house burned down and I felt bad about it, and I got a do-over. In the dream, I got to do it over again.
What did you do?
So this time I saw whoever it was doing something, didn't try to interrupt them, but I went outside and I got the garden hose, and it was because they were starting the fire on the deck. This is what they were doing. And they had set it up, so I go out and get the hose. The hose wasn't long enough. I had to run.
Oh, now
guess what happened? Guess what happened? I had to run back to my yard to go get the an extension for the hose. And I had to do the gorilla running. I was going slow.
Running just wasn't
it
fast
was like
enough.
Quicksand.
So
I was so slow.
You help your neighbor, but your hose is too short.
But yeah, well, you know. But I got an extension on that hose.
Let me see.
I got an extension on that hose. So the gorilla running worked. Mm-hmm. I got there. I tied the two together with, you know, not tied them, but, you know, like did the thing that, and then went over, put the fire out. So house is not going to burn down. And I see this person, dude, like in the front yard looking back at me doing it, not happy at all. Like really upset.
You're
and for whatever reason, had
arms crossed,
had
frowning.
Like Google, like he had like these really like googly glasses, like dark rims, but like they almost look like goggles, not glasses.
Yeah.
And he's just like staring at me like mad. And then I yelled as loud as I could yell and I charged him. And then I woke up.
Did you charge him while gorilla
running? Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the gorilla running.
I don't know much about anything, but I haven't been this turned on in months. So.
Yeah, I didn't want to wake up. When I woke up, I was like, no!
Was it the power that you were loving?
I don't know.
Let's be real. The gorilla running is like a latent masculinity thing, right? Like,
I don't know.
That's his inner masculinity that expresses itself.
I just wanted to see how it ended.
Like an ape.
Yeah.
It was like, you're watching an amazing movie and you miss the last 15 minutes. You miss the whole ending.
I have a dream to tell. But it's going to pale in comparison to that. It really is. There's no like short hose jokes or anything.
I mean, that might be it.
But I had a dream last night, again, right before I woke up. Rach, you're in almost all my dreams. I've told you this. Mm-hmm. What's it called in a video game when someone is like a part of the game?
NPC.
Non-player character.
That's what she's like in my dreams.
I'm just showing
She's just
up.
Like moving around
she
the
is,
room.
But she's almost, 99% of the time, she's almost always very helpful. Where I'm like, if only I had a weapon. And all of a sudden she's there and she's like, use the salami. Oh, there's one. So last night, I was with a whole bunch of people. I'm always like in a commune kind of thing. But we were outside, and the Great War with the aliens started.
Oh! Mm.
And it's one of those things, like, that's when I was talking to George about how your brain puts it together. Like, that's probably what it would look like. It was dusk, and we could just see, like, fighter jets and the missiles and the going off. And everyone that was there just kind of went, well, here we go. okay. And we all started just like loading up our stuff. And I couldn't find my phone. I told you it would pale in comparison to his.
And you were looking around because you were bored because you didn't have your phone.
But like, don't you guys feel like I feel like I know what it would feel like to be stabbed or shot or fall off a cliff because of it happening in dreams.
I used to dream that I had smoked a cigarette and I like knew how it felt and it was pretty accurate. That's all I can say.
You've smoked.
Maybe once.
Wow. Bad girl. You think Amy Marscores has ever smoked one?
I don't think so.
One what?
Anything?
Probably not.
I've never even done a bubble pipe.
I've never smoked a thing. Like nothing that's on fire has ever.
La-dee-da.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I have a thing.
He's really doing some dunking today.
I told you guys, I don't have many things, but that's also one of them. If it's on fire, I don't want to put it in my mouth.
You don't put part in your mouth.
Yeah.
Unless it's the snap and pops. The fire part in my mouth.
He'll throw it in someone's face.
Unless they're firecrackers, I'll probably do that.
Been watching smoke is doing it all wrong.
I wish I got to be in somebody's dreams.
Andrew is never in any of our dreams. There was one time he was super hurtful. My dream. It was when Close was still on the show. I was dreaming that like the studio was just melting down and Andrew came in and was bothering me with something and I yelled at him.
Bothering her.
And Close was like, oh, I think I threw something at you. I was like, get out of my face. And Close was like, don't you yell at him, which would never happen.
That would never happen.
Dream. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't have many work dreams, but I did have the one where we were all doing a radio show and I couldn't remember anybody's name.
All except me.
Yeah,
you, Andrew wasn't in the dream. But everybody else, I was like trying to introduce the show and I'm like looking at Amy and I'm like, and Francine over there. And I like throwing out random names and you got really mad at me. Rachel was very angry at me at the dream.
If this is a simulation, the simulation might need those. What are they called again?
NPCs.
Oh.
And since we never dream about Andrew.
I'm a PC.
Maybe it's his dream.
We're the NPCs. Oh, I am the
PC.
You're the main guy.
You guys are in my dreams.
What do you dream about with us? Do I want to know?
Various and sundry things. No, I remember there was one super vivid one where it was the show, but you guys were like being mean to me. Like, you guys were, like, excluding me from stuff.
So every day.
And there was, like, a chicken.
Like, we're all in a room, and you're not allowed in the room.
We all dream about each other, but not you.
Your own little room.
There was, like, a chicken restaurant, and we were all going to go to the chicken restaurant, and you guys were, like, distracting me so that you could go to the
chicken restaurant. Making me laugh.
So that you guys could go to the chicken restaurant, and I was like, well, I'm just going to go to the chicken restaurant anyway, and it's fine. I won't even sit with them. And my wife was there, too. My wife was like, yeah, we'll show them. And then we went to the wrong chicken restaurant. And then I got freaked out because I was trying to figure out where the chicken restaurant you guys were at was. And I couldn't figure it out.
You know, it's funny.
Then I didn't get any chicken because I'd already bailed on the other chicken.
That happened in reality, but the other way around. Do you remember, Rach, when we went to Maggie O'Brien's?
Oh, yeah.
And Andrew was there with a friend of his.
This has happened several times because this happened at Chris's, too.
And clearly saw us and decided there's no need to interact with my work friends.
I felt like it would bother you guys. I felt like it would bother you guys.
Because we're known for being so standoffish.
If I went up to you and were like, hey, guys, you have it? Because it was like, you know, you guys were doing your lunch thing. I was doing mine. I thought if I went over and tried to be like, I wanted to make it clear that I wasn't going to be like, oh, can we sit with
ignoring
you guys?
By not even looking our way.
Flipping us off from across the restaurant.
I mean, I told my friend about you. I was like, oh, that's.
Those are the people I work with. We're not going to talk to them.
There was another time at Chris's. He was there with like Todd or Jake or someone.
I think it was Todd both times.
And we like went up to him. We're like, what's up, man? And he didn't say like, this is Dave Glover. Nothing like that.
Because he knew you from Maggie's.
And that other time you didn't.
The time you didn't meet.
Well, you've met him. You've met him.
I mean, I know Todd, but Dave doesn't.
He knew you from Maggie's from me being like, oh, that's Dave.
So I've been trying
don't
to figure out.
I was like, don't you dare bother him.
So I've been trying to figure out the gorilla running thing forever. Like, I don't understand it. Because there's nothing. No, because there's no like.
No one's ever done
masculinity.
Exactly. I don't know what the term for that is.
That was great.
But you just.
He just sang it.
Made it the opposite of what it is.
Okay, I Googled it. It says, when you see a gorilla running, which isn't necessarily what's happening.
This is my problem. But go ahead.
It shows that you have a strong character. Even so, you are not friendly with people around you. You must be a loving person and convince yourself that other people deserve your attention. What?
Wow.
These stupid dream websites never
Kevin
make
is famous
sense.
For not giving anyone any attention.
This is the problem. Like, there are lots of interpretations for if you see gorillas in your dream. If it's in a cage, it means something. If it bites you, it means something. If you're being chased one. I cannot find
I
one that's
gorilla.
Like you are running like the gorilla. But there's like the ones that I can find that involve gorillas, but this doesn't because I don't see one. It's like, oh, you're smart and you're powerful. And then the other one is like the running thing is you may be running away from something. And the other part that I always have in dreams is fights. Like I'm fighting. And that means you want to pick a fight with somebody. Like you're angry about something. Well, it's like all
you
of these three
know.
Things, but I don't know how they work together.
Maybe you just really want to run like a gorilla.
Maybe it's just
maybe it's
a dream and it doesn't mean anything. Maybe it's like you have short legs and your arms can reach the ground.
Sometimes I dream that I get overly angry and I like punch people. And then I always wake up.
I'm a face biter.
Or throw things at them.
Are you really?
Face biter. Yeah.
Or you throw things at them in the
biter?
Studio when they're trying to help.
Wait, a face biter?
Face biter.
You're a zombie in your dreams?
Probably a dozen times in my life when I have to be beyond furious in a dream. Usually someone's done something to one of my kids. But that's my thing. When I am beyond fury, I bite your face.
In
and you
dreams.
Wake up thinking you've actually done it, and it's like,
I know what it feels like to bite a face, yeah.
Really? I mean, because that's that rage thing that you feel in the dreams.
Yes.
Mine is always the shout and a charge. It's always that.
Mm. What's the worst thing you guys have ever done to somebody in a dream?
Jeez, Andrew.
Well, because you mentioned that, like, you the face biting, and then you wake up feeling weird like you'd really just done that.
I killed a guy.
Yeah, I had
a dream.
I had a dream I got in a fight with somebody that I didn't like from school, and I remember very clearly...
school.
It was a long time ago. Very clearly lining them up...
His parents owned a chicken restaurant.
Very clearly lining them up
it's all
with
about his masculinity.
With a couch in the floor, and then I, like, stomped on their back really hard, so I, like, snapped their back in half.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I know! And then I woke up like, that didn't happen, did it?
Biting faces is way better than that, Dave.
Yeah, mine was... In the dream, it's only one of the few I really remember. This guy wanted to fight me. I didn't want to fight him.
So
and I told him don't. And he charged me and I punched him in the ribs and it punctured his lung and he died.
Wow.
You punched him like a Dragon Ball Z character.
Yeah, I dropped to one knee and boom, dead right there. And I'm like, I got up and I'm like, you asked for it.
I want to fight. That one time when Dave almost got in a fight in traffic and the guy was like squaring up on Dave just goes, I want to fight.
In your dream?
No.
No, in real life.
Oh, in real world.
Yeah, real world.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I'm very emotional. And when I just get upset and cry over like every emotion, you know, like, you know. Love, hate,
yeah,
whatever.
They're all the same.
And so I was in traffic, stopped at like 40 and Kings Highway, and some dink was
some dual income, no kids,
Audi, and trying to square up on me. And I started getting upset, like kind of hyperventilating, and my top was down and his top was down. And I just go, I want to fight. And it scared the hell out of him.
Yeah.
Like, this guy is crazy.
Yeah, here's this fairly big biker looking dude covered in tattoos who's crying and saying he wants to fight. Like, you're not sticking around for that one.
No, probably not.
That's a Christmas story beat
down
coming.
Probably not. I watched this video. Like, there's a TV show called Traffic Wars. And there's these two people that are road raging. And this guy gets out and he just beaten on this other person's car with a baseball bat. And the dude in the car who's in the car that's getting hit by the bat gets out and goes at this guy. I'm like, oh, my God, that guy definitely knows how to fight if he's charging a baseball bat.
Yes.
The baseball bat guy swings and misses. One punch, knockout, see you later. Other guy gets out of the car. One punch, knockout, see you later, drive away.
Why is it so funny when Kevin recounts these videos?
Because they're great.
Because he's watching a show called Traffic Wars.
It's the best!
Where people beat each other up on the street because they get mad about cutting off.
He's like, guys, you'll never believe it.
You should see Neighborhood Wars, too. That one's awesome.
God. 324 at DGS, our buddy Alex Ridge, his Y98 and sales and on my TikTok constantly.
I do a little bit of it all around
here.
Dude, you
were on my TikTok more than anyone else.
TikTok, not so much because I can't keep up with it because it's way faster moving, but Instagram for sure.
Okay.
Instagram, Facebook, but the TikTok, the trends go by way too fast.
That's interesting.
For
you're
me.
Getting old.
I mean, yeah, it's even my generation's a little too old for TikTok.
Wow.
You're only 60, though. That's amazing.
I do need to get better at it, though, because that's where, you know, apparently that's where all these viral sensations happen.
Yeah.
Instagram's not in anymore.
So you are involved with Operation Food Search like us, but in a different way.
I am.
And you have an event coming up, so tell us all about it.
Yeah, so I'm on the Friends board for Operation Food Search, and I know you guys do the big event every year with Operation Food Search, but we do something that is a different piece of what Operation Food Search does, and we do an event every year, Party for PAX. It's tomorrow night from 5:30 to 8:30 at Operation Food Search over there off of Page. And what it is supports Operation Backpack. So Operation Backpack is a program that essentially all schools and pack these bags filled with snacks and food for kids to take home over the weekend so that you can help support those food insecure families, because a lot of those families don't have food to last them throughout the weekend. So they rely on their schools and those programs to do that. So the event's incredible. It's a lot of great local vendors out there, food, drink, some music as well, Sugar Fire, Chicken Out, High Point, the good stuff's all going to be there.
How do people get all the information if they hear it, but they need to go get more, like on the web?
Yeah, go to operationfoodsearch.org/partiesforpax, and tickets start at $60, and you can get a lot of different raffle items with it. You get, you know... Yeah. Find the tall person, get your arm's length. I'm never the person that is obviously handing out the tickets. You got to find that tall person. You know how they do that? Mm-hmm. They say, hey, get the arm's length full of raffle tickets, and that's $10 for whatever the length of it. But I usually find somebody a little taller than myself because height is a disadvantage to me.
How similar you and Wheels are. You're both
College catchers.
College baseball players, stocky. Short, stocky. I mean, yeah. We're brothers from another mother.
You played at IU, correct?
Yep. And I got a couple buddies in the big leagues right now. I think Wheeler's, you know, no offense, I think Wheeler's guys
are
probably...
My guys are retired.
Yeah, I've probably... on the golf course, more on the end, but...
Yeah, see, here's the crazy part, though. The guys that I know in the big leagues now are the guys that I coached.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
That is crazy.
That's the crazy part.
Yeah. Is there enough... Could you have coached Alex? Are you sufficiently older?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm, what, about 15, 16 years older?
Yeah, maybe.
Your mid-30s?
Yeah, but you know, you think
back... Yeah, I would have been coaching him when I was 15, 16.
But I think back to some of my, like, high school coaches, and then you fast forward, it's like, they really weren't that much older than me.
Same. No. Yeah, my high school soccer coach was 11 years older, so he was, like, 29.
Right.
And I thought he was...
Yeah, like, my cousin coaches high school baseball right now, and I think he's 26. Like, I can't imagine. That's how old my coaches were?
Yep.
Crazy cool. To think about.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks
for
having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
333 DGS. Dave Murray joins us as always. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
Did you guys see the Chris Christie stuff? Christie did a town hall last night. And really went after Trump. I mean, really went after him.
Yeah, he really did.
And Trump's response was he took the video of that event and put a CGI tray full of snacks on it. as an obvious, like, hey, fatty, making fun of Chris Christie's weight, which is...
That's like me making fun of someone for having red hair.
It's just, I don't know.
It's so ridiculous.
I've got some of the Christie audio if you want to hear it.
Yeah.
Not a surprise, though, is it?
No.
But it always does. It still does.
It shouldn't.
It does not surprise me.
Actually, the surprising part to me was that he wasn't mean to Biden when Biden fell.
That didn't surprise me either because he has stumbled.
He's fallen.
Yeah. So it's like he doesn't want to get made fun of it. He doesn't want to be made fun of for being old, really heavy,
and now he's making fun of another heavy guy.
I don't think he thinks he is.
I know, but come on.
Well, when you have enough people photoshopping you into having a six pack, you might start to get a little reverse body dysmorphia.
You know what, though? I think that's going to play into Christie's hands. I didn't take the Chris Christie thing seriously, and I don't think he's going to be the nominee or president, but I think he will be an agent of change because he is going to go after Trump personally, in the debates, if Trump shows up, and outside of that, so I think that's
he has
make
one job to do.
You're right, Dave. That's exactly it. He's the bulldog. He's the attack guy. Okay, so we had some showers this morning. Yep. Any more of that in our future?
No, not much. The backdoor cold front has pushed well to our west. Remember, with the circulation around this high pressure system and this blocking pattern, things are moving from east to west. Out of the ordinary, we see it from time to time, but it doesn't happen very often. Also, one of the reasons why the smoke in the higher levels is kind of spreading over the bi-state region. And that's why the sunsets have been kind of funky. Kind of changeable skies this evening. The rain is done, but we clear out. Humidity drops like a rock tonight. Temperatures very pleasant, 55. Tomorrow is a top 10 day, just a gorgeous Thursday. Lots of sunshine. Bone dry humidity. We could even have some chapped lips out there in June across St. Louis. That's how dry this air mass is. It's actually coming in from the Arctic. 79.80 for the high. Unbelievable temperatures for this time of year. Thursday night, clear skies, 52 for the overnight low. Friday, sunny and nice, still low humidity, 85. Let's say 58 on Friday night. Saturday, partly sunny. A couple of spot thunderstorms, but very limited. A lot of dry time on Saturday. But things are looking better and better for periods of rain and thunderstorms around Saturday night and Sunday. It's a little hard to come up with rainfall amounts right now because drought has a major effect on that, and that's what we're in right now. But we're looking for 89 on Saturday and 82 on Sunday. But we should definitely see some rain over the weekend, especially Saturday night and Sunday. We can use every drop.
Dave, talk a little bit about what's going on in New York City right now and on the whole Eastern Seaboard.
Yeah, these are coming from wildfire. The smoke that's across most of the north, in fact, the northeast is really socked in, especially New England and New York City. These are coming from Quebec and portions of Nova Scotia. The wildfires, that most of them are still out of control. They've been burning for quite a while, but it covers 872 square miles right now. They were started by lightning. And this is about 700% above average of what they would normally see this time of year when it comes to wildfires. So that smoke, again, because of this blocking pattern, this omega block, is coming down. You would think, well, that's just going to go right out to the Atlantic Ocean, which normally it would. But this is coming around the high pressure system, spreading the smoke as far to the west as the bi-state region. But the worst air quality is kind of centered on New York City right now. It's like almost like pea soup in the atmosphere. You can hardly see the sun go down. You can hardly see the sun even during the day. That's how thick the smoke is. You can smell it back there. It smells like a campfire for the most part. And until the pattern changes, which probably doesn't really happen until next week, smoke is going to continue to be a problem. And it's a problem for folks living there, whether you're healthy or not. Luckily, here in St. Louis, we're not seeing the super heavy-duty health effects, but it's noticeable. There's no question about it.
Kevin, any sign if they're going to cancel sports?
They're talking about it. The only game that I've seen discussed so far is the Yankees, but they haven't called it yet. I know they're in D.C. as well, and there's some of this same stuff in D.C.
Yep. And it goes all the way down to Georgia. Yeah,
their manager, Dave Martinez, says right now they're preparing to play.
Yeah.
I got a feeling MLB is going to cancel both. I just don't know why they're waiting so long.
Yeah.
You're looking at this now. It's not going to be better in 2 hours.
No. And most of, elementary school, middle school, high school, all those sports have been canceled.
Yeah.
Weird. Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Find hundreds of exclusive digital offers and coupons with the Schnucks Rewards app. All right, we were talking about Chris Christie. He's running for president. Mike Pence formally announced his presidential campaign with a video. And Michael Calhoun was just talking about that in the news, too. Some people think that Pence took a jab at his former boss, Donald Trump, by saying different times call for different leadership. But, of course, he could be talking about Biden as well.
My theory, I think that Pence is the most delusional in the group. I think Pence could have been a great president. I think that it's not just his involvement with the Trump administration. It's the fact that he doesn't differentiate himself enough. I don't want anyone to be mean, but he's just too soft. You know, he's just too polite.
Well, I was talking with someone the other day. I just don't know who Mike Pence is for, because he was with the Trump administration in lockstep up until January 6th, 2021. And then he betrayed the MAGA crowd who wanted him to stop the count. So it's like, if you didn't like the Trump administration, why would you like Mike Pence now? And if you're MAGA all the way, why would you trust Mike Pence? Because he didn't do what you wanted them to do. I just don't know who is going to look at him and go, yeah, that's exactly how I feel.
I'm with you, Dave. How do you not stand up for yourself more? They literally threw you to the wolves, left you hanging. I'm sorry, that's a bad pun given that people were talking about hang Mike Pence. I didn't mean that. But like literally left him out in the wilderness. And it's kind of the same thing that I felt about Ted Cruz. Like if people are going to insult your family, your father, your wife, and you're not going to hit back, I got nothing to do with you. If you can't stand up for yourself, if you're going to let anybody push you around when you're trying to be the most powerful person on the planet, got no business with you.
I could be wrong, but I think he's going to be the Kamala Harris.
One of the first people to drop out?
Yes, I do. Because if you're a Trump person, you probably hate Pence. And
right.
And if you're not a Trump person, we're having the conversation now.
Right.
Like, well, you're probably not my guy, so.
Did you guys see changes at CNN? CEO, Chris Licht, I hope I'm saying his name right.
Licht.
Yeah. Licht. That's
he's been licked.
Well, he took a licking today because he got.
He's been ousted after just 1 year on the job. Like Dave Murray just said, what a surprise! CNN is doing so well that you just wonder why they would let go of their CEO. No, there have been.
It's not only that. Is that yesterday, who's ever above him, a couple of people above him, gave him the kiss of death. Ultimate support. We love what he's doing. Mm-hmm. We think he's going down the right track. And I saw that and I thought, you are gone in the next 24 hours.
Dave Murray, I have a question for you.
Sure.
How are you feeling? Because you sound a little stuffed up.
I am. I'm very stuffed. I'm maybe 60% at this point. No, the congestion is something fierce, just fierce. And I don't know. I don't think I've got COVID anymore, but I certainly have the influenza.
Did the taste come back?
Nope.
Ooh.
Not yet.
Uh-oh.
So are you just like forcing yourself to eat something now and then for energy?
Yeah, I've lost 10 pounds.
Are you serious?
Wow, in a week?
About 10 days. About 10 days. Dang. At this point. And it's noticeable now. People are actually saying to me, hey, you've lost some weight. What did you do?
I got COVID.
And I got the flu.
Yeah, I can't taste anything.
Yeah. Funny how that works.
I did the same thing because mine was, I'm already pretty sensitive to salt, and it was about 10 times that.
Mine was like that.
And I got to the point where I just stopped eating because almost everything is seasoned.
Yeah.
And I lost a bunch of weight the same way.
Yep.
Pope Francis is having surgery on his intestine. This procedure comes 2 years after he had 13 inches of his colon removed because of an inflammation and narrowing of the large intestine. The Vatican says that Pope Francis is being put under general anesthesia and will be hospitalized for several days.
So I'm not Catholic, so I don't have a pope. But to me, John Paul II... is he the one that came to St. Louis?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's like my pope. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
like
my pope.
He's the pope of my generation.
He was the last real pope, it feels like, right?
Yikes.
Dang.
I'll say it.
Put a little stink on that.
He's Catholic. He's allowed to say it.
Yeah, I'll say it. All these other popes, like they all, that he was Pope for so long, and then now we've got all these popes that are Pope for like 2 years.
Pope today, gone tomorrow.
I think one of them just got sick of being the Pope, right? And
yeah.
was just like, I don't think I want to be
Benedict,
the Pope.
It was Benedict, right? Yeah. He was just like, I'm tired of doing this.
I don't know if I want to be the Pope.
It's a lot of pressure being the Pope.
Hey, man, this Pope stuff.
I just want to go relax.
Harder than I thought it was going to be. Why didn't anybody warn me the Pope was so much work?
Go hang out with Harry.
You mean Prince Harry?
Yeah.
Oh, like abdicating. I get it.
He got tired of it.
I get it.
Harry Styles.
I get it.
And these companies just made Fortune 500's top 10. Number one is Walmart. Number two is Amazon. I kind of can't believe that Walmart is above Amazon. I just thought Amazon ruled everything. ExxonMobil comes in at number three. Apple, United Health Group, CVS Health, Berkshire Hathaway, Alphabet, McKesson, and Chevron are the top 10 in Fortune 500's top 10 list. Sorry, I said that awkwardly and weirdly. Yeah, that's fine.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. Sleep,
just 350 DPS. Anybody have any takes on St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell running for Senate? Because typically, my understanding is it's like, you know, dog catcher, committeeman, alderman, prosecuting attorney to possibly state rep, then state senate, you know.
Really? You go from being the prosecuting attorney to a state representative?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people just go straight to state representative.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah, that was my thought.
But typically, yeah, that would be like a normal jump.
Okay.
My take is not about him because I don't really have any strong feelings one way or the other. I don't live in St. Louis County.
By the way, I apologize. I should know this. Is it Missouri State Senate or like the Senate?
The Senate, like running against Josh Hawley.
Okie dokie. The Senate.
So my take is not about him. He seems like a very qualified and smart person who's doing a really good job in the job that he's being asked to do right now. So it's not about him. It's just more like the bigger picture. I feel like we're just skipping steps. Like, people are just jumping from something small to something big way more than they did. Now, maybe this is me being aware of it now, but I don't remember 15, 20 years ago, people jumping from, hey, I own a restaurant that lets people have guns, to, now I'm in Congress. Like, we seem like we're making lots of jumps without any steps in between. And I wonder, I know why, because people are like, I don't want career politicians. Mm-hmm. I just want, well, if you don't, then you're going to get people that don't have a lot of experience doing things in the government. Now, that's not Wesley Bell. I mean, he's obviously doing something that requires intelligence, that requires focus and management skills and all kinds of great things like that. So it's not the same. I'm not making them the same. It just seems like bigger picture, we skip a lot of steps now.
I guess I know what you're saying. I just don't happen to agree. I don't think that there needs to be a you know, agreed upon, like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to be the dog catcher, and then I'm going to go do this, and then I'm going to go do this, because it just hasn't worked out so many times before. And you see people like Cori Bush was, I believe, a nurse and then a community organizer, and now she's in Congress. I mean, I didn't necessarily need her to do other political work before she went to the House. This is just the way it happened. Someone like Wesley Bell, I don't know a lot about him. Like you guys said, it seems like he does a fine job. I just saw him do an interview last week, and he seems like a really capable guy. I have no problem with him running for U.S. Senate at this point.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. It's just a larger observation. I feel like we have a lot more people that are running based on either celebrity or on cult of personality and not based on ability. And he is not that. That's not my mm-hmm. point on him. Well, he is actually doing a meaningful job and doing a meaningful job well.
Yeah. I mean, Warnock was a pastor.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Herschel Walker was
a retired football player who hadn't done anything else for a long time. Yeah.
Boebert owned a bar.
Right.
MTG, I think, owned a business.
And it doesn't mean you can't be a smart person.
Sure.
And that's why I say I'm not fully on this as a total criticism. It just seems like there's a process and we don't follow, or at least in maybe in the past it was wrong. Maybe they did it wrong in the past. But, you know, Ronald Reagan didn't run from actor to president of the United States. he served a long term as governor. Now, maybe that's a big leap. You know, I mean, that in and of itself, I mean, Schwarzenegger did the same thing, right? I mean, he didn't have any prior political experience. He wasn't like, you know, he wasn't the dog catcher and then a state rep. He just ran for governor because he had the celebrity and the money to do it. And that's kind of my question to the group is, name recognition and money seem to be all that qualify you now to enter big races.
I think that's true. And I think that if someone started a dog catcher and went to committeeman and prosecuting attorney, state rep, state senate, and now they're running for Congress and they're going up against someone who has quote unquote celebrity, good or bad, I think that they're the underdog.
Yeah.
I don't think civil service is any sort of advantage to you anymore. It's just about how many people know your name and whether they like your politics or not.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. Again, I'm conflicted on it because part of me is like, feels like we missed some steps. But then again, some people who've done those things have done okay.
Yeah.
It's not like everybody that's made a big jump
how
hasn't
do
done well. I mean, like,
do?
As an example, Barack Obama made that kind of a jump.
Yes, he did. How do you think he would do against a Hawley, who seems to be a conservative juggernaut at this point in a very conservative state?
I think the state tells the story more than the candidate, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I wish all the best to Wesley Bell. I just don't see Missouri electing a Democrat to the Senate. I just don't see it happening in the near future.
What's the path for that right now? I mean, is it simply you got to win so big in St. Louis, Kansas City, Columbia?
Yes.
Like that's
the
path.
You would have to sweep the cities to such a degree and then carry some of the hinterlands.
Yeah.
I mean, what do I know?
But like, look at, like, we can
talk to Michael Kelly.
We say St. Louis, but like St. Louis city and county are blue, but not the whole region.
Mm-hmm.
The St. Louis area is not all that. I live in St. Charles County. It's more red than blue.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know that that's even a path. I'm just kind of like, you know, I didn't look at the last election results
so
on all this.
But yesterday when Judge Tom Frawley was on, and he was saying that when he started, when he graduated back in 72, Missouri was completely blue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just you couldn't get elected as a Republican.
Right, right.
Things change quickly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!